Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Today's episode is brought to you by the new movie, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. Nobody is ready for the mayhem and surprises that ensue when six of the town's worst youngsters disrupt the yearly Christmas performance. Starring Judy Greer, Pete Holmes, directed by Dallas Jenkins, and is out everywhere November 8th. Go to bestchristmaspageantever.movie for more information and stick around for the rest of this episode. Everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, is my lovely wife, my co-host, overall great gal, Melissa Nickerson here. She is here to get your quarters back if the video game at Chuck E. Cheese stole them.
If they ate your tickets, they ate your tickets. Nothing I can do about
She's coming out with all the big...
All the keys.
All the keys and the tools, the various... Oh, man.
Look inside the machine.
They gave me six free quarters. I got six free quarters.
Tokens.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Tokens, quarters.
All I need is a name tag and maybe a tie.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a more modern one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Like the polo. Nice.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. And producer Andy Lara's here. We're all here. We're all feeling good. A little toasty. We got a little heat wave coming through.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
La Mesa, San Diego. Ooh. Yeah, we got a lot to talk about. We have a special visit from Greg Warren here today.
Yes.
Greg Warren has a new podcast out called The Consumers that you can check out on the Nate Land Network. We're going to visit with Greg for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about weekend recap. We're going to talk about how our kids don't want to spend time with us anymore. And we're going to talk a little bit about growing up, you know, growing up and growing old. It's gonna be a good episode. We'll see. I don't know how it's gonna be. I really never know how these are gonna go. Got a couple emails. Got a bingo dingo or two in there.
All right.
But first and foremost, everybody,
going.
I got some better get to it. let me tell you about some upcoming shows. This weekend, I'm in Austin, Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Cap City Comedy Club for five shows. I decided to go against Austin City Limits, one of the largest music festivals in America. you can see such acts as Tyler, the Creator, Sturgill, Dua Lipa is going to be there.
Yep.
Also, Dustin Nickerson at the mall. Check it out, everybody. Five shows. Cap City Comedy Club. Then we're in Louisville, Salt Lake City, Oxnard, California, Bakersfield, Springfield, Missouri, Raleigh, Chattanooga, Everett, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Spokane, Phoenix, Indy, Denver, St. Louis, Columbia, Toronto, new on sale, Eugene, Oregon, all the way out in May. If you want to meet a lot of my family, they're going to be there. My sister Jess texted me. She's like, hey, we're going to be a lot of it. And it's like, great, because you need all the help you can get in Eugene, Oregon. So.
All right.
There you go. What do we got? We do got a Patreon Zoom hang coming up.
It's this Sunday.
If you guys aren't familiar with Patreon, it's just a way you can give a little more to the pod. Get a little more from the pod. Meet and greets. We'd like to do a little meet and greets to show. We had a lot of them in Boston. We had none of them in Appleton. But we do have an email about Appleton show. We got a lot going on in our lives.
We also do merch discounts. We also do behind the scenes content. A lot of stuff's happening on Patreon. So you got to go check it out.
And we got a Patreon Zoom hang this weekend, right?
This Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific time.
Where am I going to be?
I guess you're going to be at Austin.
I think I'll go to Austin. That's not how that song goes.
I think you'll probably zoom in from the music festival.
Yeah, you know, we have some friends. Dustin Kensru is going to be performing, and he's got, you know, he's going to, there's some big acts in town, so he's got like the 2:30 spot. And I was like, that's actually perfect for this guy, because I'm busy at night, so... Check it out, everybody. Join the Facebook group. Get in our lively discussions. Very important things we're in there chatting about. Nicknames. How to define a mall.
Room decor.
Somebody had one on there. Was like the, we were talking about the themes of the 90s, and somebody reminded me of the, of, remember geese were popular there for there
like was like geese the, with bonnets.
And I think I texted that to you.
Blue.
Did you text it too? Yeah.
I did. I came across it on Instagram.
Yeah,
and
that's
I'm like,
right.
Oh,
it was
forgot
you.
This one.
We forgot about geese. Yes. The bonnet geese on various the things that hold your...
Trivets and...
What's a trivet? Ooh, I don't know what that is.
That's like when you're cooking and then you place your...
Yeah, that's called a trivet. Yeah. It's a bit antiquated, but... So earlier this week, I told Mel, I was like, I'm not sure what antiquated means. I hear it a lot, and I told her what I thought it meant. I was just basing it on context. I had not looked it up. I was like, I think it's like when something like, because I hear that like when something sounds antiquated, I was like, that sounds like it's like a well-planned, like a real like thorough antiquated, really it was a real antiquated plan. And you're like, no, it's old, it's dated, antique. And I was like, oh, yeah, that makes way more sense. So I just got to start casually working that into my life now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah so now it's in the vocab.
And I knew it as like a sports reference because people say like, it's a bit antiquated, like it's outdated. Like, you know, they're running up the middle in today's modern football. It's antiquated. I was like, yeah, that makes more sense. But
yeah. What doesn't make sense is that it's antique and it's not antiquated.
Yeah. Well, let's not get into the old English language and all the struggles. Anyways, Nate was great on SNL again.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Did you watch?
He had a bunch
so
of
good.
Oh.
I did
word
the George Washington
jokes.
One again. Yep. It was so funny.
Yeah.
It's great.
You gotta check it out.
Bright future, that Nate Bargatze.
Ooh.
Keep an eye on his career. Kind of a variety comic to watch.
Slept on.
He's on a different atmosphere right now. So,
yeah.
Anyways, if you guys could check me out at the mall in Austin that weekend, that would be a lot of fun. It'd be great to see you there.
It's going to be air conditioned.
Is it?
Well, can't say that about the outdoor festival.
Yeah, that's true. And you know what? You can't say that about all comedy clubs.
No. The green room will be freezing.
Freezing cold. Coldest green room you've ever been into.
But,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The showroom...
I had a good time in Wisconsin. Appleton, thanks for coming out. Appleton is outside of Green Bay. It's very random that there's a comedy club there, but Wisconsinites are great. They're great people, and some of my favorite people to do comedy for. This might be my third or fourth time at that club. I middled for Taylor there years ago. It's like a 100-year-old building. There were no bats this time. I had bat issues. There was a bat last time I was there, and...
In the comedy club.
I thought
that was in a theater.
No.
Because like the high ceilings.
No, it was in the comedy club in a small room. And I was like, cool, I'm the well-lit thing.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
No worries.
Yeah. And, but no bats.
I got the bats out.
There are more people, less bats this time. So thanks for coming out. I got a nice email from someone who's at the Appleton show. Let's read it.
Awesome.
It says, I couldn't believe our luck. Appleton early show Saturday. This is from Megan. It's taken, 8 to 10 years, but I finally got to see Dustin live for a second time. My husband and I had the best night. He especially liked a bit about not marrying the sweetest woman because that's what you wanted. You're going to have to see the live show to know what that joke is. He really connected with that point. Cue the eye roll. I'll be hearing that for a long time. Thank you so much, Dustin. It's a compliment, Megan. But really, I'm emailing because I had to tell you. I had some extra laughs before the show even started. We found out that the other couple at our table is from Appleton, have 3 kids, 3 to 9 years old, had no idea who they were about to see, but they had a babysitter for 3 hours, and they weren't going to waste date night. They were very clear on that point. The husband had seen a quick clip of Dustin and thought he might be funny, so they risked it and bought front row seats. It was just so on point for a Dustin Nickerson show, I couldn't help but laugh. Oh, and they loved you, by the way. You killed it up there. You know, that's why they're like, I think I've seen, you've said it before. People are like, I think I've seen him on the internet.
Yeah.
He's a thing. Also, sorry on behalf of the Wisconsinites for Mr. Cheese Filter, which I'll explain in a second. I honestly wasn't sure if he was that drunk or was just trying to pull a joke on you during the show. We ended up being behind him in the meet and greet line. I didn't question it after that. Thanks for the great show. I'll try not to wait another 10 years next time. Yes, there was a guy who was, there was a group of 10 to 12. Groups are, can be rough. And, you know, in true Wisconsin fashion, they'd put a few down before they sat down. And I don't even remember the context at one point, but I was kind of dealing with him, and he just goes, cheese filter. And I was like, excuse me? That was the heckle. He just said cheese filter. And I was like, what? And everyone was like, huh? And I was like, is that like a thing here? Was that like a reference? Thing. Like, is that, I've heard of like beer goggles. Is this cheese? Like, oh, we see through, if you have enough cheese, you see the world differently, or... Is this a tool? Is a cheese filter? Do you filter your cheese? I don't. It never
nobody
made
knows.
Sense. Nobody,
nobody
got any.
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Okay.
The funny
it
thing.
It made sense to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The funny thing is he later, and I'm not going to bury my act here, but like there, I was later, I have a bit at the end about one of our kids has tics because she's on the Tourette spectrum. And he just goes, tics. He just shouted tics. And I was like, you know, there's a real irony for me talking about Tourette's and you just yelling something at me out of nowhere. And I was like, you might want to talk to, is this, I don't know. And it was but it was the cheese filter guy. So anyways, it was a very memorable. And then in classic fashion, that guy bought like five pieces of merch.
That's nice.
In cash.
That's nice.
Overpaid. It was one of those types. So, you know.
He's like, my bad.
Yeah. No, he had a great night. I don't know how much of it he'll remember, but he had a great night. So, anyways, check out Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans. Come to a show. Yeah.
Okay.
So, we have a very special thing, everybody. We are going to do, we haven't done one of these, we haven't done a virtual one ever like this. We're a little little virtual visit, but we've had guests on before, but we're going to do our very first little Zoom hang. What do we even call this thing? A virtual drive-by? No, that's not right. A little drop-in? Hey, we got a little, is there a way that we can, we have a combo of the drop-ins? Good. Is there
like
a way
a drop-off?
Can,
no.
Yeah.
Like a,
oh, what's it,
a
because we have a backseat, we have a saddle, what's it called, the sidecar? Because we have a driving theme, right? Where Don't Make Me Come Back There,
yes.
They're called backseaters.
Yes. A pop-in or a,
what's it called when they have the little,
carpool? What about a carpool?
Carpool? Carpool's good.
Carpool's kind of good.
I like that. Yeah. All right, everybody, we got a little virtual carpool. Not virtual. I don't like virtual. Special thing, everybody, today we're carpooling. We got
carpooling
a guest.
Carpooling with Greg Warren.
There we go. We got it. You know, just a couple of creatives in here, just what? Workshopping just... ideas, everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, backseaters, we got a special carpool today, everybody. We are carpooling with Greg Warren. Greg, good to see you.
Hi, guys.
Are you in St. Louis right now? Are you home?
I'm in St. Louis. I'm in my brother's basement.
Oh. Permanently? Is that a long-term thing?
It's been a while. I've been my condo flooded like 6 months ago.
Oh.
Oh.
And I've been staying at my brother's. So, but I think I'm going to get back into my place here in a week or two.
Greg, I got a lot of follow-up questions. 6 months. Was it? Have you just not? Is the water still there?
No, the water got out quickly. I'm a softy when it comes to contractors, so I just my guy, he does good work, but at the like about 2 months into the after about 2 months ago, he like started having high blood pressure, and I was like, I don't want to push him or I'm going to kill him. And so everybody's like, you gotta ride these guys. I'm like, yeah, but I'm going to kill him. I don't want to kill him.
6 months is outrageous, Greg.
It's so bad. Everybody is like, what are you talking about, man?
Yeah. Did you add a floor or something? Yeah.
I didn't add like I added flooring.
Well, yeah, naturally there was some damage.
I went from I'll be honest, the flood, I made it sound like it was a natural disaster. It was not. The toilet probably needed to be replaced.
Was that his work? And, the guy's previous work?
No. It probably needed to be replaced. And I there was a thing where like, you just got to flush it. So you, sometimes it just doesn't totally work. So you have to use a plunger and it works. Yeah. So
this sounds like our toilet.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, it's not working. I'm going to just do the plunger when I get out of the shower. And I forgot about that. And I had like a radio interview or something. So I went downstairs and then just went about my day for all day and came back and it was like raining in my house. And
are you like, are there levels under you? Like did this?
Oh yeah.
So no insurance was involved in this. Like,
real popular with the neighbor. She loves me.
That's why you're waiting 6 months just till she moves out.
Now she got hers taken care of pretty quickly. There weren't a lot of damage there. And then I haven't done anything with that condo in like 20 years. So yeah. I'm like, all right, I'm going to use this time to just remodel everything and get all the stuff.
Right.
And it just kept being one thing after another. And
Greg, you need to talk to your neighbor about getting her guy because he's on top of it.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. No. Yeah.
She's back in.
Well, he was. Here's how dumb I am. She used like a regular company. I used a guy that one of my comedian friends recommended. And I'm telling you, he does good work. He just sort of takes his time and he's got some blood pressure issues now.
Is this his Yelp review that you gave him?
No. I've been talking about that lately. I don't leave negative Yelp reviews.
No?
I just don't do it.
Oh, this is a good segue into your podcast idea. So you have tons of hot takes on products and businesses, but you'll never – that's funny. You won't leave a Yelp review, but you will get a podcast with thousands of views.
Well, yeah. I mean, but –
not in writing.
I think we're very fair on the podcast. You know, I don't, it's not like we're going to roast a brand. We just pick a brand.
Yeah.
And honestly, I love brands. So I would rather celebrate the brands. If there's something that we need to talk about in their history,
right.
We're not going to shy away from it. We did Dunkin' Donuts for our first episode.
And then you went straight to episode 3. You skipped episode 2.
Yeah, we're going
to
address that today. The thing is, we're getting roasted from that. Like,
yeah.
Everybody is like, just like, these idiots don't know how to count. And basically.
Hey, well, listen, his producer does good work. It's just, it takes him a while sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. He's got blood pressure issues.
You can't be too hard on your producer, Greg. You can't write him.
I'm beginning to think all these people in my life maybe don't have the blood pressure issues that they say they do. I tried to talk to this girl last night at a restaurant. She's got bad blood pressure.
Just stay with your brother for 6 months.
Yeah. No, our second episode officially was the crossover episode with Nate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't show up on our feeds, so it just looks like we're morons. In fact, Adrian Culp, who you guys know, who works for Nate, he called me up yesterday. He's like, hey, man, we got an issue. Why do you jump from episode 1 to episode 3? And I go, because you told me to. He's like, oh yeah, I did do that, didn't I?
Hey, they're leaving comments, right?
Hey, it's you know.
Oh yeah, we're getting comments. Yeah, they're
all engagement helps
noticed.
The algorithm. I
I've noticed that, man. Like some of my stand-up clip, I made some jokes about some nurses on my last special.
Uh-oh.
And it went, some of these clips went viral just because the nurses hate me and they argue with each other.
Listen,
some people stick up for me.
Listen, if there's a group you want to not like you, it's certainly nurses. You know, finally someone comes for the nurses, Greg. Finally. Overpaid and underworked for too long, Warren.
I just want to say on this podcast of yours that I was kidding. Like
I've used this and I've shared this. I should say the I made a meme a long time ago of, you remember in Star Wars and the Emperor finally, are you a Star Wars guy at all? Finally coordinates.
Yeah, I mean, I'm familiar.
Yeah, finally coordinates the fight. He pulls all the strings to get Luke and Darth to fight, and their lightsabers hit, and then he's smiling in the background because this is what he wanted, was the fight all along. As people who make stuff and put it on the internet, we're the Emperor when people start fighting in the comments. That's good for us. This is our exact plan, because all that does is help the algorithm, and then we die. But you know,
I didn't think you were that devious. I don't intend for them to fight. I mean, I didn't write the jokes as they would fight.
I wouldn't say I don't intend for them to fight, but I don't mind when they do. As long as they're, especially when they get mad at each other, that's great. Yeah. Don't get mad at me. Just get mad at each other.
But like hot takes about products and stuff, like that's a good fight.
That is a good fight.
Because it's a low... A low bar.
Low stakes
fight.
Yeah.
I agree. Although my co-hosts and I, you would think that the stakes were higher in some cases.
So you've done Duncan. Episode 3 was, what was it?
White Castle.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you guys have White Castle there?
We got some White Castles out here. Yeah.
Okay.
Just a few.
Or maybe I'm just thinking of the ones in Vegas.
Vegas has it. So.
Yeah, there's that one on the Strip, which is a very specific White Castle visit.
That's totally different.
And then we're recording Southwest Airlines here.
So you're talking, I mean, Southwest really has changed their whole...
Because they're
getting, not their business, but the seating is different now, right? How do you feel about that? Not to bury the lead on your own pod, but.
No. I'm a fan of Southwest. Like I sort of almost, my first job was down in Texas and I was on that thing all the time. And I'm a fan of the guy that sort of built that company. They do some pretty fun stuff.
Yeah. They have a lot of flights through St. Louis.
Yeah, we are a second-tier city, I think, now. we used to have TWA was headquartered here, so you could fly everywhere. Now there's nobody headquartered here, so it's a lot of Southwest flights.
Yeah. Okay. Did I tell you? I don't know if we've talked about this. You know, Greg is the pride of St. Louis, and we did a bunch of St. Louis shows with Nate, and it was back when Nate was a tiny little theater act.
You know? Right.
And he does theaters like comedy clubs. Like the way that Greg and I hit a funny bone for the weekend, he's like, I'm doing the Majestic.
He just adds an arena show.
I would say the way that I hit an open mic would be the way that Nate does it.
Yeah, he's like working out his new hour. He's like, it's going up there Garofalo style with a notepad. You're like, okay, it's 4,000 people here, but that's great. And a bunch of Cardinals there. Probably the players and the Catholic bishops, all the Greg's for everybody, or Nate's for every. Greg is too, but but Nate kept trying, or Greg was trying to showcase, you know, St. Louis a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and I like St. Louis. I'm there in I like Missouri in general.
You're there once a year.
I'm there a lot. Yeah. But yeah, Greg, tell us about this particularly unfortunate drive between the theater and
we stayed at downtown in a casino, a really nice hotel, and then the theater was in another location downtown, and Nate's drivers chose to go through one of the worst neighborhoods in St. Louis every time. We did the theater like 3 nights in a row, and every trip we kept going back and forth. We didn't see anything else but the worst part of St. Louis. a pretty bad part. I mean, in St. Louis is great. There are a couple of locations you probably don't want to hang out. He was doing that at night. And then these guys are just, they're like, yeah, man, your city's not that good. I'm like, can we just at least get on the freeway, please? Can we just see something else? And then Nate, of course, is like dialing. Nate's like, hey, I think I'm going to get out of here and get somebody. I'm like, don't get out here. Do not. He's like, no, I just want to pull over to this.
We're just going to run the red light.
Convenience store. Yeah. I'm like, please, Nate, please don't get out here. This is not a good idea. Man, well, I bought a, I'm getting new appliances for the place, and I bought a washer and dryer and for my condo. And listen, I don't have kids or a wife. And I went pretty big on everything, but the washer and dryer, I'm just like, I don't need like the big time. Yeah. I just got the ones that I got before. It's GE. It seemed fine. And the guy, the salesman, you know, started talking about comedy, and I was telling him, that I opened for Nate, or Nate's going to be on SNL. And then he like pulled it up. He's like, oh, I know this guy. He's like, I know this guy, Nate. He goes, yeah, man. He's clean. You're just like him. I'm like, I'm not just like him. one key difference is Nate would not be buying this particular washer and dryer. I'm almost sure.
Just like
he's
him.
He's not buying the base model GE, I don't think.
Yeah. No, he also probably would have tended to his flooded condo a little faster.
I tended to. They were out there the day it happened, Dustin. They were doing the mitigation. Nate might have put a little. Laura probably would have put more heat.
That's true.
On
the You need to get Laura on the line. Fly her out.
Maybe Laura can come out.
Yeah. Get her on a Southwest flight to Lambert. And
yes,
shore yes, the town.
Well, beautiful, man. Well, congrats on the pod. It's the consumers, wherever you listen to, if you watch our podcast, it's on the same page, the Nate Land page. And your audio is probably out all the places, right?
Yeah, all the places. Yeah. Yeah. It's called the consumers. We got that Southwest Airlines episode coming out pretty quickly.
Episode two coming out in a few weeks.
And when you got it,
2A, 2B.
Yeah.
I think it's 7. I think we're going to go with 7
there
on
you
this
go.
One. Yeah, yeah.
I like it.
Roman numeral 7, yeah. Actually, is the episode.
And yeah. You got a couple dates to promote. What do you got coming up?
I'm going to shoot a comedy special in Columbus, Ohio on the 23rd of November, and Nate's producing that.
Beautiful.
So, awesome.
Have you shot yours yet?
No. I don't really have a date or a particular time right now.
I thought you were narrowing it down last time.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Okay, yeah.
We'll connect offline. We'll get a copy.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Hey, and are you coming to St. Louis anytime?
I'll be there in February. Yeah, I'll be in February. But then I've got Columbia. I'm doing the Blue Note. Not Columbia.
Blue Room.
I'm doing the Blue Room.
And the Blue Note.
And Springfield. Yeah, I'm doing the Blue Note and the Blue Room.
Oh, great.
Very confusing.
So you're in for a run. So come on the consumers that week, man.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. What day you guys record?
We usually record on Mondays, but we'll adjust. Yeah.
Okay. But you're supposed to be for the brand, right? Because that'll decide what brand I choose.
Just be honest.
Dustin's a contrarian.
I don't want to roast the brand. These guys tend to tee off a little too much. I would rather celebrate the brand than roast it. But just be honest about the brand. That's all.
Okay, great. We'll kick it around.
That sounds fun.
Some of the backseaters will give me some suggestions.
Yeah, this is a great podcast. I love I love the concept. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll even do a brand that you want to do if you want.
Sweet.
Okay.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you swinging by. All the best, Greg. Go listen to the consumers.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Yep. Take care, buddy.
Have a good one.
All right. See you later.
Hey, Mel. Yeah. Bonus bingo dingo. How about for the best Christmas pageant ever?
It's a super fun movie.
So fun.
Yes.
You knew the story. You knew the play.
Yeah. Our daughter was in this pageant.
I should have known it too.
It's not a pageant, but it's called The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. Uh-huh. It's a book. It's a play. It was super fun.
Basic idea, right? You get your church annual Christmas performance. Super important, especially in like a small town type setting, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
it's pretty traditional. They don't switch it up.
Exactly. It's very important.
Mm-hmm.
But suddenly, the bad kids, quote unquote, the bad kids, you know, the...
they find their way into the cast.
Yeah.
Yep. They bully their way in.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And they mm-hmm. want to be in it. They want to be in church because there's donuts, and church is, you know, who doesn't want donuts? So they're there, yeah. and, mm-hmm. you know, hilarity
ensues.
And disaster and mm-hmm. mayhem ensue.
And I will say, Judy Greer and Pete Holmes, amazing.
Very good.
The children are really good actors.
Really, really good. It's a lot of fun.
Sometimes the kids aren't. They're amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really sweet. It's really fun. Mm-hmm. Can bring everyone in your household.
Yeah. It's from Kingdom Story and Lionsgate. It's directed by Dallas Jenkins. Judy Greer, Pete Holmes, so funny in it. It's really a lot of fun. I enjoyed it a lot. You're going to be sitting around with the family, the kids, the grandparents. Hey, we all got to watch something. Well, this is the something for you to watch, all right? Mm-hmm. It is out November 8th with some early access and showtimes on National Cinema Day, which is November 2nd. So for more information, go to bestchristmaspageantever.movie. That's bestchristmaspageantever.movie.
5 out of 5 bingo dingoes.
5 out of 5 bingo dingoes. Check it out, everybody.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
All right. Well, changing gears here, back to our family. In case any of you are wondering, Claire did ace her next test. just the geography whiz continues. She aced the countries of Asia. First try. And now she has 2 weeks to study for the countries of Africa. She's doing it on. It's unbelievable. She's so motivated. It's crazy.
It's almost 50 countries, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not even a little worried about it.
Yeah.
I think it's over 50 countries, but at least you know some of them.
Yeah.
You've heard of Egypt, you know, like some of the island ones were brutal. So she's crushing it. And sadder news. So this isn't actual sad news. I'm not like going into a super sad topic here. So here in La Mesa, where we live, which is, I mean, we literally live across the street from San Diego, but La Mesa, which is just east of San Diego.
And right by
our studio.
Right by our
studio, right. Yep. Mm-hmm. We have a very good Oktoberfest. We have a great Christmas in the village. We also have a fantastic, like, people come all over from October, for like San Diego, to come down to our Oktoberfest. It's great. It's a cute little, they shut down the streets, bunch of vendors. There's already great restaurants and coffee shops and stuff here.
Yeah. We've got a Friday farmer's market. So mm-hmm. like, We got lots of stuff.
We love our little life here in La Mesa.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I came home. I took the early flight home from Appleton to go to our Oktoberfest, because I miss Oktoberfest a lot. It's always Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I was telling my kids, hey, man, we're going to Oktoberfest. It's going to be great. I know you guys will probably go on like Friday, Saturday with mom or your friends, but Sunday is the family one. So, fast forward, nobody wants to go with us.
Well, and nobody's home.
Nobody.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, Gloria has gone from Oktoberfest to a sleepover to the mall, and then she's extending that.
Yeah.
And we were, you know, Oktoberfest ends early on Sundays,
mm-hmm.
and we wanted to get there, like park and like kind of beat the rush while the sun was still up.
Yep.
So Gloria was out. She was out of the house. Out on the town. Joel was like debating beach or friend's pool.
Uh-huh. So very San Diego fall
debate.
So
he was headed out the door as well.
Uh-huh.
And then Claire had no interest.
Just didn't want to do it. Yeah.
She had done Oktoberfest with me and her friend
mm-hmm.
on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I already did Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
So we went solo.
So we did it.
You and I.
Yeah.
Padres games were on. It was, well, just one game.
Yeah.
But it was very fun, like, great. We picked a restaurant.
Yeah.
Then Joel and his friend came by, mm-hmm. and the promises for food.
We're like, we'll buy you some food. And then some girls walked by, and mm-hmm. he was gone. And
yeah, they literally were like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, like disappear.
Our kids
yeah.
just don't want to hang out with us. And that's okay.
Yep.
And that's very normal.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But it is a weird situation where they're like, hey, we don't want to hang out with you. Also, could you pay for everything and college?
Drive us.
And drive yeah. us. And you're like, oh, man, you got to. It's a bummer. It's a legit sad thing that your kids don't want to hang out with
well,
you.
Well, and I think if you have a unique work schedule,
mm-hmm.
you're like, I carved out this time for you. And then they're like, well, but I'm at the mall.
Yep.
My friends.
Yes.
Yeah. You know.
Sorry, I'm seeing Beetlejuice for the third time.
I'm very busy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, who am I to compete with Beetlejuice, 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 the third one?
So, no, I feel it every weekend.
Yeah.
Every weekend, they take off, the house is quiet, and then I'm just kind of like, you know, 11, yeah. 11:30, like, get home, you know, but
yeah.
But it's very empty, just me and the laundry.
Yeah.
And well, all my anxiety.
Yeah.
Just kind of checking in on their location.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where are they at?
Who are you with now? Where did you go? How are you getting home? Do you need a ride? So I'm alert. I'm sober. I am keeping tabs on these teens.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's
I'm up.
It's very normal, and we remember the feeling because it's not like yes. we were dying to hang out with our parents in high school.
It's normal. It's normal.
It's unfortunately normal.
It's
just a weird shift.
It's a new normal, and it's a good normal because it means they're finding their own way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not rejection. It's just it's so different because your children, they start literally needing you, and they do need us now, but not in the way that they used to, but needing you for survival.
Yep.
You know, mm-hmm. and to teach you how to exist.
You have to get them to sleep.
Yeah.
You have to provide them food and shelter. And they still need all that, but they have to, like, friends have to be, you know, number one.
Yeah.
Just,
you know. It stinks. I don't like it. I don't like it. I like my kids. I like having them around. It's fun. And I wanted to go to Oktoberfest with them, and they were like, you didn't tell us. Like, I told you that so many times.
Yeah, that's always the funniest.
You think I wanted to get up at 5 in Wisconsin today? I did not. I've been up since 3-year time. I wanted to come hang out with you. But good news, I like hanging out with you a lot. So,
yeah, actually.
Because suddenly we were cruising the streets of Oktoberfest, kids free, and I was like, this isn't so bad. This
we
isn't
just
so bad.
People watching, people are in costumes.
A lot of lederhosens.
It was a blast.
Yeah.
It's our little community. And we played a game together last week. We were trying.
We busted out Yahtzee because yeah. we're like, it's too early for us to start our show. Everyone's home. Everyone's home, but they're in their rooms. They're homeworking. They're doing their stuff, you know, texting
on
a friend.
Phone, I mean, because some of people.
Yeah, well, that's yeah. the thing with like, mm-hmm. take our middle child, Gloria. Gloria goes to school and then she has volleyball. And so when she gets home, she's like, I just kind of need to unwind. And we all get that. And we do talk to her and we spend time with her and stuff, but it's not during that window. It's usually right around the time that you're going to bed. She's like, here's everything going on in my life. I would like to tell you about this right now. And you're like, cool. We're just trying to watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine. But it was like 8, and we're like, it's too early to start the show. So we were busting out board games like we were college students again. Board game was the we were poor college students. We were also poor mid-20s.
Throughline was poor.
but Yahtzee and free refills were a staple for our young romantic life.
Mm-hmm. Triple Yahtzee.
Triple Yahtzee is, yeah.
It's longer.
Is how you stretch out a game.
Uh-huh. Stretch a dollar and a game.
If you're really poor, you make copies of your own Yahtzee sheets.
And if you buy five dye.
Yeah, and if you're really, really poor, you just use pencil and then erase at the end of the game. You're like, I can't afford this new sheet of Yahtzee.
You get a whiteboard.
Yeah. Yahtzee whiteboard's not a terrible idea, actually, but you really got to love Yahtzee in that scenario. Oh, so you guys are like a Yahtzee family.
We walk into a coffee shop with our whiteboards.
You'll get a little Yahtzee whiteboards. Well, it's just way more economical because you can just spray it. And you're thinking about how to make one. Yahtzee whiteboard.
They got them on Amazon.
We got like a standings whiteboard in the house. All right, Mel's lifetime. Dustin's on a hot streak, but Mel's lifetime is accumulating.
Like, they really like Yahtzee.
Big Yahtzee family. Big Yahtzee. Really, Yahtzee, the dice game, big Yahtzee family.
Get yourself a digital ticker in the house.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Stocks. Uh-huh. So you start like investing a little bit of that gambling money.
Yep.
Right into,
now we're talking.
Sports betting.
Yeah.
Yahtzee betting.
I like it. I like where you're going with this. This is actually a nice segue here into, I'm always, family studies, generation studies are always very interesting to me, but also couples, psychological studies are always very interesting to me. I don't know if you know this, but I wrote a marriage book. It sold okay.
You're really into statistics, I can tell.
Big stats guy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Big stats guy. Always been it. But this just came out. I think this is very interesting. So I saw this online. So a study revealed that happy couples are less likely to post partners on social media. Very interesting, I think. And what it goes on to say is that couples that post more compare more. So if you post, you spend more time looking at other people's posts. And if you post less, then you don't really care what other couples are doing. You're just happy in your situation. So, Melissa, why don't you post about me more? I think that's really interesting.
I'll tell you.
Yeah. No, I wanted your thoughts on this.
Sorry.
No.
This checks out. I do think that perhaps this is like a younger couple.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you're dating, you're engaged.
Yeah.
I do think married couples post less about each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also,
it's an interesting thing to think about because
I think once you get kids involved, like a married couple with kids is probably more likely to throw some kid photos up.
Kid photos are there. Yeah. This does make me feel, I read this and I immediately felt bad for modern relationships because we're well established. We've been together.
Didn't meet during a date through a dating app.
There was no internet dating situation, and it's exhausting because you can just go through you could scroll over and over and be like, oh my gosh, these couples are so happy. Look, you used to have a hard time seeing people on vacation. That would always trigger you.
Yeah. Yeah. There are trends like post your boyfriend, post your girlfriend, like on TikTok and stuff. Like,
yeah.
So I absolutely think that this is something that couples feel required to do.
Yeah.
And I actually, earlier on, I would want you.
You used to want me to, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like when your boyfriend doesn't like your post.
Yeah.
You know, you're like my post, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Comment on it.
Yeah. Come on.
Support me.
Support, show your... Yeah.
But
sounds exhausting, dating and living like this. Yeah.
Yes. But yes, I used to get super triggered by vacation posts because... You know, life is hard. And sometimes your vacation is, you know, traveling to see your family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not really a vacation.
Yeah. Nope.
That's not Hawaii. And, and sometimes you can't afford to travel to see your family.
Yeah.
You know? And
like, you guys are coming to me or you're not seeing the grandkids.
Yeah. And so, I used to get super triggered because I was envious of people's vacations.
Mm.
And then because of that, I have a really hard time like with what I post.
Right.
Because I want to be careful.
Yeah, you don't want to upset other people.
give those people the emotions I used to feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, oh.
I think it's really interesting. I mean, it's been talked about, like, in various things about, like, the biggest thing with social media is FOMO, right? You're like, oh, man. And I feel that to a certain extent. If I, in my world, I'm like, oh, man, this so-and-so got this opportunity or they're on that. It's easy to compare. But, you know, in a couple dynamic, this just make me feel really bad for the struggle of modern couples. Because, like, back in the day, it was like, man, if I put a picture of you on my binder, now we're serious. That was like when we were in school, and now they're like,
they're going steady.
We got to be, in your profile pic. If you had like a framed picture of someone in your home, then you're like, well, this is a stronger contract than marriage itself.
Yeah, because you had to print it and find a frame.
I had to go to Michael's to get a frame. That was like a real level of commitment right there.
That is an established...
Yeah. And it was so much easier to throw a framed picture out than scrub your social media. Because people do, that's a thing, the scrubbing, right? Uh-huh. Yeah.
And sometimes you delete it, sometimes you don't.
And we didn't want no scrubs. Our generation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
We want no scrubs.
Uh-huh. Nope. You singing it in your head?
Huh? I've actually moved on to the next four songs.
Okay.
It started a word.
Scrubs.
Yeah.
I'm just triggered by people posting their waterfalls and travel.
There it is. Boom. Don't go chasing them. That's what I've always said.
You know, I
believe that since the 90s.
We know social media makes you less happy if you let it.
Yeah.
The more time you spend on it, the less happy you are.
Yeah, but spending a little time on it makes you happy.
Unless you're watching cat videos, you know?
Well, someone who's posting this online.
Yeah.
Some of it makes me happy.
Absolutely.
I think we've gone through past that idea. They're like, oh, you spend too much time on your phone won't make you happy. That is true, but a little bit of time will make you real happy.
Mm-hmm. It also depends what's in your feed.
Depends what the algorithm showing you.
And what you're consuming.
My TikTok algorithm is showing me right now Alabama fans mad at their head coach who was stolen from Washington or who left Washington to go coach Alabama, and then he lost the big game to Vanderbilt. And that's making me real happy to see that.
Yeah, and my feed is like cheerleading stunts.
Really?
So that makes me happy.
Wow, I would have never guessed that. That is incredible. Well, you know, it is like there is always like it's interesting you talk about the trends because there's always like a reason or a thing or a trend to post. And there's every month is a new month. I don't know if you guys know this, but right now is October is ADHD Awareness Month.
Okay.
Not a joke. I always forget it. The concept of an ADHD Awareness Month is a very funny concept to me.
Because every morning you remember again.
You think I forget that I have ADHD? You think people in this world aren't aware of ADHD? They're very aware of us. Almost too aware. I always have thought that October is a bad month for ADHD awareness because it's too long of a month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The right month for, with our attention span, the right month for ADHD awareness month would have been February. It's the shortest month and it changes. That's the month for us.
Yeah.
We needed to like, okay, short, but every once in a while it's different and that's good for us.
That's what you need. Mm-hmm.
How should we celebrate? So our house is 3/5 ADHD.
Yeah.
How should we celebrate ADHD awareness month in our home? One.
Oh, man.
Get distracted. Two, procrastinate celebrating. And true ADHD awareness, and true ADHD fascist, I'm going to celebrate in November. I'm going to procrastinate my celebrating until November.
What about impulse buying?
Yeah. Don't put Amazon Prime Day in October. Don't do that.
What about emotional outbursts?
Well, those are going to happen every month anyways.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Write it down and totally forget about
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Get lost.
I'm going to...
Get lost in your room.
In honor of ADHD Awareness Month, I'm going to start a new hobby.
Yes.
Devote my entire personality to it. all my time and interest for about 3 to 4 weeks and then
abandon it
and never think of it again. That's how I'm going to celebrate ADHD Awareness Month.
Good.
Until your partner finds the doom pile of all of its information in the corner.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Yeah.
So November is donate your old ADHD hobby. Yeah. To your local
Goodwill. Roller hockey.
I'll take it.
Got it a really real roller hockey for October. Yeah, I just bought all the gear. Okay. Did you get a Gudetama? Or not a Gudetama, what were those called? The little things that we had.
Tamagotchi?
Tamagotchis, yeah. Gouda, I always mix those up.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Interesting stuff. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we got a couple emails. Next week, we're going to have to hit a bunch of stranger dangers because Andy has one and I have one next
Fantastic.
Week.
Fantastic.
But we got a couple emails. We actually do have a bingo dingo of the Gudetama Cafe up in Buena Park, literally across the street from Knott's. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We went, our daughter's really into Sanrio.
Our 10-year-old
is really into, so we went to the Gudetama Cafe. It was great.
Which you found online.
Thank you, TikTok. There was a couple influencers in there, and I couldn't even get mad because you're like, I know of this place because of influencers. So yeah. I liked it. Mm-hmm. It's so they have like these Sanrio cafes, and there's like these like high tea ones, like the Hello Kitty ones are like nice. Mm-hmm. There's one at the Spectrum.
Reservations, super... super long waits.
Yeah.
Really hard to get into. Like, you got to plan it 2 months in advance.
Exactly. Yeah. And this one was different.
And so we went in midweek, which helped because Claire's on fall break.
Mm-hmm.
She was worried that there was going to be a line.
Yeah.
We got seats. It's like fast food, but like egg based.
Yeah.
They have a video and graphics like of Gudetama everywhere, the lazy egg. Is really silly.
It's my favorite Sanrio character. Love Gudetama. I relate. It's kind of a vibe thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So the food was pretty good. You know, we knew not to expect.
I'm sorry. I'll stop.
Something gourmet.
Yeah.
The teens want to go back with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's good. So, I'm going to give it 4 out of 5.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's good. It's way more affordable than, a fancy restaurant.
Yeah.
And I think she really enjoyed it.
And if you're in that area, like if you're doing Knott's or whatever with the family, it's a nice little tack on thing, you know, because that line at the chicken place is always so long after.
I think she really would have enjoyed it if we had let her bring a friend.
Yeah.
Womp, womp.
All right, let's do a couple emails right here. This email is from Chris. Subject: dinner update. Just want to let you guys know that my family had 2 pounds of chicken for dinner last night.
Yay! Thank you, Chris, for affirming where my brain
funny.
Goes.
This email right here is, we got this one. This one is from Caroline. Caroline. Subject: nicknames edition. Nicknames edition. Just listening to your latest pod, and the part about nicknames reminded me that when I talk about your pod / your comedy, my husband, who doesn't follow you but has been to a show with me, clarifies that it's you by asking, you mean Melissa in the mustache? Here we go.
Oh, I like that. that.
Melissa and the mustache. Well, you like that you're first.
I like that it's about me.
And this last email, parents, this is this is Christmas talk again. You know what I mean. We're going to talk about Christmassy stuff.
Yep.
Can you do the little bell, the little ring? The
man in
ding,
red.
Ding, ding, man in red.
Little Salvation Army bell.
Yeah. Ding, yeah, I was thinking, can you put some sleigh bells?
Oh.
Just in case people are listening, just this is a, we're talking Santa Christmas stuff. So, subject. You've been warned, parents. You've been adequately, it's a bit antiquated. okay. Subject, how my parents kept me believing in Santa. It was Christmas of 1989. I was 8 years old while I still believed in Santa. My parents could tell I was starting to get a bit suspicious. One of the toys that I got year was the Batmobile from the recent Batman movie.
Yes.
My friend had one, and I thought it was so cool because it actually came with a plastic shell, just like the movie. Christmas morning comes, and one of the first things I see from Santa is the Batmobile. I was so excited. After all the presents had been looked over and played with, my parents could tell I was a bit upset about something. They asked me what I had, and I told them that the shell was missing along with some of the other accessories. They thought about it for a moment and suggested that maybe Santa dropped them and I should just go look inside near the chimney. So I ran outside, and what did I find at the base of the chimney? Absolutely nothing. Just kidding. No, I found the plastic shell laying on the ground and the other missing accessories inside of it. There you go. There it is. He actually still has it there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's very
cool.
That's some good parenting stuff right there. Or if you're one of the people who don't let your kids believe in Santa, then it's bad parenting. But I think it's pretty good. That's pretty clever.
Wow.
We did some things.
That's kind of like when the tooth fairy gets lost in traffic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I walked on the roof a few years, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I did some roof walking. So anyways,
yeah.
Thanks for the email. Shoot us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Hey there, everybody. We want to give a special shout out to our As Essential as Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up patrons. Thanks so much for giving to the pod and getting a little more of the pod. That's Adam Bush.
Avril Griffiths.
Aubrey Antis.
Allison Nelson.
Andy and Darlene Gerton.
Avery Starr.
Bonnie Galindo.
Carrie Teague.
Christopher and Bridget Finland.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Ibling.
Dem Aris Diaz Stevens.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Dustin Daly.
Oh, that's my name. Well, the first part of it is. Jason and Francis White.
Jen Thirk.
Jessica Hanrahan.
Jonathan Rivera.
Joshua and Nikki Platt.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Lauren Rachel.
Matt and Sam Slosdom.
Michelle Carlson. Go Mariners.
Nicole Carose.
Rachel Wilson.
Rachel Kennedy.
Robert and Nellie Capin.
Scott Elliott.
Stephen Menya.
And Tiffany Payne.
Bye, everybody.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.